This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. United Airlines is laying off more than 450 catering employees at Denver International Airport. The large majority of the workers will receive a job offer from a third-party supplier, according to the airline. In January, United said the pandemic forced it to re-examine every aspect of its business. That included transitioning from in-house catering to a third party. Peyton Manning is among three Denver Broncos legends entering the Pro Football Hall of Fame this weekend. CPR's Vic Vella reports.
During an 18-year career that culminated in a 2016 Broncos Super Bowl win, Manning was the NFL's most valuable player a record five times and held several league scoring records when he retired. But while offense is fun to watch, defense wins championships, as they say. And two former Bronco defensive greats will also be enshrined, nine-time Pro Bowl safety John Lynch and Steve Atwater, who won two Super Bowls in Denver and is regarded as one of the hardest-hitting defensive backs to ever play the game. I'm Vic Vella, CPR News.
Public health officials say Coloradans should limit the amount of time they spend outdoors this weekend if possible. A large plume of wildfire smoke is headed toward Colorado, impacting the entire state. Air quality will be unhealthy along the Front Range and in Grand Junction. Visibility will also be poor. This is CPR News.